don't know.
Tell me what it is. You and your brethren possess what is not rightfully yours.
I don't know what you are talking about.
Is it a secret you will die for?
Please.
As you wish.
Wait! Oh, mon Dieu, pardonnez-moi. In the sacristy.
Thank you.
Thank you. The symbols are a language that can help us understand our past. As the saying goes, a picture says 1,000 words, but which words? Interpret for me, please. This symbol, first thing that comes to mind, anybody?
Hatred, racism,
Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, yes, interesting. But they would disagree with you in Spain. There they are, robes worn by priests. Now, this symbol, anyone?
Evil.
La fourche du diable.
In English, please?
Devil's pitchfork.
Poor, poor Poseidon. That is his trident, a symbol of power to millions of the ancients. Now, this symbol.
Madonna and child.
Faith. Christianity.
No. No, it's a pagan god Horus and his mother Isis centuries before the birth of Christ. Understanding our past determines actively our ability to understand the present. So, how do we sift truth from belief? How do we write our own histories, personally or culturally, and thereby define ourselves? How do we penetrate years, centuries of historical distortion to find original truth? Tonight, this will be our quest.
My son is a student of yours at Harvard. Michael Culp?
Oh, yeah.
He adores you. He says you're the best teacher he's ever had.
Mr. Culp, I think I already gave Michael an A-.
He told me. Thank you.
Mr. Magnus. Bonjour, professeur. I'm Lieutenant Collet from the CPJ, a kind of French FBI. Will you take a look at this photo, please? My police chief, Captain Fash, had hoped, considering your expertise and the markings on the body, you might assist us.
Can you excuse me a moment? I was supposed to have drinks with him earlier this evening.
Yes, we know. We found your name in his daily planner.
He never showed. I waited for over an hour. Why would someone do this to him?
Oh, you misunderstand, Professor. He was shot, yes. But what you see in the photograph, Monsieur Sonia did to himself.
Rector, omnes quattuor sunt mortui. Sodales et ipse dominus manius.
Ergo locum coniovisti.
Eam omnes cad novimus. Suis quisque oculis.
Tibibam ne priorea inclinatio et secreta vincelitum.
Mors imminens dominus magnus est. Hic est, parisi, rector,
Cilator sororsa in aide suppici santi.
Progredieres silas.
Gracias, Padre.
Captain Farsh is waiting for you.
Okay.
Mr. Langdon.
Yes.
I'm Captain Bizu Farsh. You like our pyramid?
It's magnificent.
The scar on the face of Farris. After me, please.
Ah. It's the pairing of those two pyramids. It's unique. The two are geometric echoes.
Fascinating.
I'm not sure how much help I'm going to be here this evening.
How well did you know the curator?
Not very well. Frankly, I was surprised when he contacted me. Could we take the stairs?
So, Sonia requested tonight's meeting.
Yes.
How did he call you?
Email. He heard I was in Paris. Had something to discuss.
What? You seem uncomfortable.
Grand Gallery. This is where you found the body.
How would you know that?
I recognize the parquet floor from the Polaroid. It's unmistakable. Dear God.
Let's cover the talking points again, Your Eminence. Many call Opus Dei a brainwashing cult. Others an ultra-conservative Christian secret society.
Obviously, some people fear what they don't understand.
Perhaps a less defensive tack, Your Eminence. The press continue to be harsh with us.
We are not cafeteria Catholics. We don't pick and choose which rules to follow. We follow doctrine rigorously.
Does doctrine necessarily include vows of chastity, tithing, and atonement for sins through self-flagellation and the cilice?
Many of our followers are married. Many of them have families. Only a small proportion choose to live ascetic lives.
Why are some media
that will be all, Michael. Thank you. Aringarosa.
Concilio una ora occurrum. Peconiam tuum hac notte habebo, rector.
The Vitruvian Man. It's one of Leonardo da Vinci's most famous sketches.
And the star on his skin?
The pinnacle.
And its meaning?
The pinnacle is a pagan religious icon.
Devil worship.
No. The pinnacle before that. This is a symbol for Venus. It represents the female half of all things.
You are telling me that Sonia's last act on Earth was to draw a goddess symbol on his chest? Why?
Captain Fash, obviously I can't tell you why. I can tell you he, as well as anyone, knows the meaning of this symbol, and it has nothing to do with worshiping the devil.
Is that so?
Yes.
Then, what do you make of this?
O draconian devil, O limp saint. It's a phrase, doesn't mean anything, not to me.
What would you do if you had such limited time to send a message?
Well, I suppose I'd try to identify my killer.
Precisément. Precisément. So, Professor.
Excusez-moi, commissaire.
Agent Neveu.
Please pardon the interruption.
Ce n'est pas le moment.
J'ai téléchargé les photos du crime et j'ai réussi à déchiffrer le code. C'est la suite de Fibonacci. C'est le code que Sonia a
déchiffré.
Le commissariat m'a envoyé ici pour vous donner une explication.
It is the Fibonacci
les chiffres
sequence.
Sont des ordres. But before that, I have an urgent message for Professor Langdon, right?
Pardon me?
What?
I'm Sophie Neveu, French police cryptology. Your embassy call division. I'm sorry, monsieur. They said it was a matter of life and death. This is the number of your embassy's messaging service.
Thank you.
Donc, Sonia semble avoir laissé comme message la suite de Fibonacci.
La suite de Fibonacci.
Bonjour, vous êtes bien chez Sophie Neveu. Je suis absente.
Miss Neveu? This...
Oh, no, that's the right number. You have to dial an access code to pick up your messages.
But I'm getting...
It's a three-digit code. It's on the paper I gave you.
Professor Langdon, do not react to this message. You must follow my directions very closely, and above all, reveal nothing to Captain Fash. You are in grave danger.
Église Saint-Sulpice?
Ma sœur, bonsoir. Je dois vous demander de faire visiter l'église ce soir.
Bien sûr, mon père. Si vous pensez que ce n'est pas trop tard. Ou bien demain?
C'est une demande d'un évêque haut placé d'Opus Dei.
J'en serais tout à fait ravi.
There's been an accident. A friend. I have to fly home in the morning.
I see.
Is there a restroom I could use? I just want to splash some water in my face.
Yes. She said it is meaningless. A mathematical joke. Is it meaningless?
I'll take another look when I come back.
I'm sorry. Of course.
Do you have a message from Sonia?
What are you talking about?
Crazy old man.
You have me confused with someone else. I came here
to... Take your jacket pocket. Just look. GPS tracking dot. Accurate within 2 feet anywhere on the globe. The agent who picked you up slipped it into your jacket. In case you try to run. We have you on a little leash, Professor.
Why would I try to run? I didn't do anything.
So, what do you think about the fourth line of text? Fash wiped clean before you arrived. He brought you here to force a confession, Professor Langdon.
Il est toujours à l'intérieur? Il fait quoi là-dedans?
Fash isn't even looking for other suspects, okay? He's sure you're guilty. When did Sonier contact you? Today?
Yes.
What time?
Around three.
We call Fash the ball. Once he starts, he doesn't stop. He can arrest you and detain you for months while he builds a case. And by then, whatever Sonia wanted you to tell me will be useless.
Lady, stop it. Just stop. Who are you?
Look at the letters. P.S.
P.S. Postscript.
Princess Sophie. Silly, I know. But I was only a girl when I lived with him. Jacques Sonia was my grandfather. Apparently, it was his dying wish that we meet. If you help me understand why, I will get you to your embassy where we cannot arrest you.
Fash was never going to let me just stroll out of here, was he?
No. If we are to get away from here, we must find another way.
What exactly do you propose?
Je vais le transmettre, ne t'inquiète pas.
Sonia lisait son livre. Le chemin du sang.
Oh, je te rappelle. Excusez-moi, capitaine, hein. Mais on a quand même un problème. C'est que le QG n'a pas envoyé Sophie Neveu.
Quoi?
Commissaire, regardez ça.
Je ne crois pas, il a sauté.
Merde.
Il bouge. Il va vite.
C'est pas possible, il doit être en voiture.
C'est tourné, là, le bout du carousel, il est dirigé vers le sud. Bout du carousel, je répète.
That cop will check the whole lower floor. I will only take a moment.
Of course.
He's much older than I remember. I hadn't seen or spoken to him in a very long time. He phoned my office today, several times. He said it was a matter of life and death. I thought it was another trick to get back in touch. It seems when he couldn't speak to me, he reached out to you.
Wait a minute.
Professor?
This is wrong. Yeah, see, this is wrong. The Fibonacci numbers only make sense when they're in order. These are scrambled. If he was trying to reach out, maybe he was doing it in code. Would you hold this, please? This phrase is meaningless. Unless you assume these letters are out of order, too.
An anagram. You have eidetic memory?
Not quite, but I can pretty much remember what I see.
Saint becomes Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa.
Professor, the Mona Lisa is right over here.
Regardez-moi ça. Il l'a balancé de la fenêtre puis dans le camion. C'est pas maladroit, le mec, hein?
Quoi? Vous l'admirez maintenant? On est con. Qui on a laissé au musée? Le Don?
Oui.
Appelez-le. Appelez-le.
Her smile is in the lower spatial frequencies. The horizon is significantly lower on the left than it is on the right.
Why?
Well, see, she appears larger from the left than on the right. Historically, the left was female, the right was male.
There. Blood.
Hey.
So dark, the con of man.
No, it doesn't say that.
Is it another anagram? Can you break it? Professor, hurry. Hurry.
Moon. Sermon. Charms. Demons, omens, codes, monks, ranks, rocks.
Madonna up the rocks.
Da Vinci. This can't be this. The fleur-de-lis.
Years. I remember finding it once when I was a girl. He promised he'd give it to me one day.
Have you ever heard those words before, Sophie? So dark, the con of man.
No. Have you?
When you were a child, were you aware of any secret gatherings? Anything ritualistic in nature? Meetings your grandfather would have wanted kept secret?
Was there ever any talk of something called the Priory of Sion?
What? Why are you asking these things?
The Priory of Sion
is a myth. One of the world's oldest and most secret societies, with leaders like Sir Isaac Newton, Da Vinci himself. The fleur-de-lis is their crest. They're guardians of the secret they supposedly refer to as the Dark Con of Man.
But what secret?
The Priory of Sion protects the source of God's power on Earth.
Merde! I can't do this by myself.
I'm in enough trouble as it is. That's my embassy.
Please.
Even if we could get out of this.
Okay.
You have powerful friends.
Bishop Arringa Rossa has been kind to me.
I could not miss this chance to pray inside the Sansu Pith.
A pity you couldn't wait for morning. The light is not ideal.
Tell me, sister, please, of the rose line.
A rose line is any line that goes from the north to south poles, set into the streets of Paris. 135 brass markers mark the world's first prime meridian, which passed through this very church.
It hides beneath the rose.
I'm sorry?
Sister, I do not want to keep you. I will show myself. I insist. May the peace of the Lord be with you.
And with you.
En fait, on a retrouvé la voiture de neveu, abandonnée à la gare du Nord. Et d'autre part, deux billets pour Bruxelles ont été payés avec la carte de crédit de London.
Ça, c'est un leurre, mais envoyez tout de même un gars à la gare du Nord interroger le chauffeur de taxi. J'ai lancé un avis de recherche international.
Interpol, franchement, mes yeux, on n'est même pas sûr qu'il soit coupable.
Moi, je suis sûr qu'il est coupable. Il n'y a pas de doute là-dessus. Robert London est coupable.
Première étape à 7 décembre, passe Noël, joyeux, joyeux, pourtant c'est leur fête et pas la mienne des élections, c'est pas ça.
This is the bar to belong.
We should be safe in this park for a few minutes. Stay here.
Police judiciaire.
Quoi? Qu'est-ce que tu veux?
€50 pour tout ton matos, là.
Et profite-en pour manger quelque chose.
Did it ever occur to you that could be dangerous?
No. And now we have a place to think. Any ideas, Professor?
You could have just handed me a piece of a UFO from Area 51.
What's the next step? With him, it's always, Sophie, what's the next step? Puzzles. Codes.
A treasure hunt.
Find his killer. Maybe there is something about this priory of Sion.
I hope not. Any priory story ends in bloodshed. They were butchered by the church. It all started over 1,000 years ago when a French king conquered the holy city of Jerusalem. This crusade, one of the most massive, sweeping in history, was actually orchestrated by a secret brotherhood. The Priory of Sion, and their military arm, the Knights Templar.
But the Templars were created to protect the Holy Land.
That was a cover, to hide their true goal, according to this myth. Supposedly, the invasion was to find an artifact, lost since the time of Christ. An artifact, it was said, the Church would kill to possess.
Did they find it, this buried treasure?
Put it this way. One day the Templars simply stopped searching. They quit the Holy Land and traveled directly to Rome. Whether they blackmailed the papacy or the church bought their silence, no one knows, but it is a fact. The papacy declared these priory knights, these Knights Templar, of limitless power. By the 1300s, the Templars had grown too powerful, too threatening. So the Vatican issued secret orders to be opened simultaneously all across Europe. The Pope had declared the Knights Templar Satan worshippers and said God had charged him with cleansing the earth of these heretics. The plan went off like clockwork. The Templars were all but exterminated. The date was October 13th, 1307, a Friday.
Friday the 13th.
The Pope sent troops to claim the priory's treasure, but they found nothing. The few surviving knights of the priory had vanished, and the search for their sacred artifact began again.
What artifact? I've never heard about any of this.
Yes, you have. Almost everyone on Earth has. You just know it as the Holy Grail.
Sonia thought you knew the location of the Holy Grail?
Maybe more than that. This cross and the flower, this could be very old. But look, this metal here underneath is much newer, and there's a modern ID stamp, Haxo 24. And these dots are read by a laser. This is more than a pendant. This is a key your grandfather left you.
He left us, Professor. And 24 Haxo, it's not an ID stamp. It's a street address.
Jacques Saunière à l'appareil. Laissez-moi votre message et je ne manquerai pas de vous rappeler. Merci.
Je vous en prie, Monsieur Saunière, décrochez. Ici Sandrine Bieille. J'ai appelé tous les numéros de la liste. J'ai peur que les autres sénéchaunes soient morts. Le mensonge a été divulgué. On a fracturé la dalle. S'il vous plaît, monsieur, si vous êtes là, répondez, je vous en supplie.
Job 38, verse 11. You know it, sister.
Job 38, 11. Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further.
But no further. Do you mock me? Where is the keystone?
I do not know.
No. You are a sister of the church. And yet you serve them, the priory.
Jesus had but one true message.
Suscientes animameus, offerentes eam in conspectu altis.
Welcome, Bishop. This council is convened. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti.
Our words shall never pass these walls. What business say you?
As you know, my request for funds...
Yes, 20 million euro in untraceable bearer bonds. It had more than petty cash, wouldn't you say, Bishop?
I only offer a route to the renewal of faith for all men.
How humble. Our savior, Bishop Aringarosa. How dare you presume to...
I do not presume, I act. The Vatican's unwillingness to support us is both impious and cowardly. Blood is being spilled because true Christian values lie in ruins. No more. This council has forgotten its very purpose.
Tonight... the Grail will be destroyed. The Priory's few remaining members will be silenced.
I was contacted by a man who calls himself only the teacher.
Oui.
Les deux tapins qui ont identifié Langdon et Neveu, ils ont vu monter dans un taxi au bois de Boulogne.
Because of your expertise.
I'm sorry?
About the Priory, do you think that's why Sonia sought you out?
I can think of dozens of scholars who know a lot more about it. Actually, I didn't think he liked me very much. Once made a joke at my expense, got a big laugh out of it.
What was it?
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Que puis-je faire pour vous?
Bien sûr. La porte de droite, s'il vous plaît.
Bonsoir. Je suis André Vernet, le directeur de nuit.
C'est la première fois que vous venez dans notre établissement?
Yes.
Understood. Keys are often passed on, and first-time users are sometimes uncertain of protocol. Keys are essentially numbered Swiss accounts, often willed through generations. Is it yours, mademoiselle? The shortest safety deposit box leaves is 50 years.
And what's your longest account?
Quite a bit longer. Technologies change. Keys are updated. Once the computer confirms your key, enter your account number, and your box is retrieved. The room is yours as long as you like.
What if I lost track of my account number? How might I recover it?
I'm afraid each key is paired with a 10-digit number, known only to the account bearer. I hope you manage to remember it. A single wrong entry disables the system.
Ten.
Ten. Your grandfather's Fibonacci sequence. Scrambled, unscrambled.
Unscrambled.
It's your key.
Funny. I don't even like history. I've never seen much good come from looking to the past.
Moment of truth. The rose was a symbol for the Holy Grail.
Forgive the intrusion. I'm afraid the police arrived more quickly than I anticipated. You must follow me, please. For your own safety.
You knew they were coming?
My guard alerted me to your status when you arrived. Yours is one of our oldest and highest level accounts. It includes a safe passage clause.
Safe passage?
If you would step inside, please. Time is of the essence.
In there?
Hey, is there a problem?
Nous sommes sur police judiciaire.
Je conduis, c'est tout. Ici, Zurich, pas français, anglais?
English?
Yes.
Oui. You're looking for two criminals.
You came to the right place. All criminals here.
Would you mind opening the hold?
Please. You think they trust us? The wages I get paid?
You don't have keys to your own truck.
It's armored. Keys get sent to the destination. You mind? I'm on a schedule here.
And do all the drivers wear a Rolex?
What? This piece of shit 40 euros in Valbès. Yours for 35.
No, no, no.
30.
No, it's okay, it's okay.
Come on, 30, huh?
I say no!
Hey.
Move along. Allez!
Now we wait. The teacher will call and tell me where to deliver the money.
You have put tremendous faith in this teacher of yours.
Yes, I have. And I have given him an angel to do his will. For surely there is no better soldier for God than my Silas.
Io fermo te propono a Dio fante grazia tua, eccetera omen non peccatorum, pecandique occasiones proximus fugiturum amen.
The Holy Grail, a magic cup, the source of God's power on earth. It's nonsense.
You don't believe in God?
No. Just people. And sometimes that they can be kind. Are you a God-fearing man, Professor?
I was raised a Catholic.
Well, that's not really an answer. Professor, are you okay?
Go ahead, open it. Go on.
Cryptex. They're used to keep secrets. It's Da Vinci's design. You write the information on a papyrus scroll, which is then rolled around a thin glass vial of vinegar. If you force it to open, the vial breaks. Vinegar dissolves papyrus. And your secret is lost forever. The only way to access the information is to spell out the password with these. 5 dials, each with 26 letters. That's 12 million possibilities.
I've never met a girl who knew that much about a cryptex.
Sonia made one for me once.
My grandfather gave me a wagon.
This clearly is not the Holy Grail.
Come on.
Please, you're not right. May I try something? I don't know why it works. My mother used to do it when I was scared, I think.
You think?
Yes. Ça va mieux, Sophie? My parents died in a car crash with my brother. I was 4.
I'm sorry.
It was many years ago. Better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Many years waiting for someone to come for that box. And now it's you two murderers. Bring it to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, okay!
Right now. Step back.
No one will lose sleep over a couple on a killing spree.
Turn around.
Turn around.
You too, mademoiselle.
What happened between you and your grandfather, exactly?
I've jammed my shoulder. I've been shot at. I'm bleeding.
I need to know.
You say he raised you, but you two don't talk anymore. You call him by his last name. You say you hate history. Nobody hates history.
They hate their own histories.
So now you're a psychologist, too?
What if Sonia had started to groom you for the Priory?
What do you mean, groom me?
Your grandfather gave you puzzles and cryptex as a child.
So you are saying all this is real? The Priory, the Holy Grail?
We've been dragged into a world of people who think this stuff is real. Real enough to kill for.
Who?
I'm out of my field here. I do know a Grail historian. Absolutely obsessed with Priory myth. Englishman lives here in France.
Do you trust this man? I hope you can.
Vernet André. D'après vos papiers, vous n'êtes pas du tout chauffeur. Et apparemment, vous avez perdu votre langue en même temps que votre fourgon. Vous pensez que vous souffrez, Vernet. Ma mission vaut mieux que votre existence. Vous m'entendez?
Que voulez-vous?
Il y a une balise GPS dans le fourgon. Activez-la immédiatement.
Please wait. I'll see if he's available.
It's on the wrong side.
Lee likes all things to be English, including his cars.
Robert! Do I owe you money?
Lee! My friend! Care to open up for an old colleague?
Of course!
Thank you!
First, test of honor. Three questions.
Fire away.
Your first. Shall I serve coffee? Or tea?
Tea, of course.
Excellent. Second, milk or lemon?
Milk.
That would depend on the tea.
Correct. And now the third and most grave of inquiries. In which year did a Harvard scholar outrow an Oxford man at Henley?
Surely such a travesty has never occurred.
Your heart is true. You may pass.
Welcome to Chateau Villette.
Oui.
On scanne le signal du fourgon, on l'a presque localisé.
Il était temps.
C'est bon, là, on le suit.
Villette. Très bien. Prévenez Collet. Et dites-lui de ne pas bouger avant que j'arrive.
Attention, toute l'équipe de Collet au château Villette. Toute l'équipe de Collet.
au château Villette. Les suspects Nevey et Landon sont à l'intérieur.
I still don't know why he put you into this. And I'm sorry. But I'm also very glad.
You are requested to make yourself at home.
Robert! And you travel with a maiden, it seems.
Sir Lee Teabing, may I present Miss Sophie Niveau?
Sophie, Sir Lee Teabing. Je vous présente mes hommages. Tardif, mais sincère.
Thank you for having us. I realize it's quite late.
So late, mademoiselle. It's almost early. What a lovely smile you have. Earl Grey.
Lemon.
Correct. Dramatic late-night arrival. What can an old cripple do for you, Robert?
We want to talk about the Priory of Sion.
The Keepers? The Secret Wall?
Sorry for all the mystery. Lee, I'm into something here that I cannot understand.
You? Really?
Not without your help.
Playing to my vanity, Robert. You should be ashamed.
Not if it works.
There are always four. The Grand Master and the three Seneschal make up the primary guardians of the Grail. Thank you, Remy. That'll be all for now. The Priory's members span our very globe itself.
The leap de Shearer Say exposed that as a hoax in 1967.
And that is what they want you to believe. The Priory is charged with a single task, to protect the greatest secret in modern history.
The source of God's power on earth?
Oh, no, that's a common misunderstanding. The Priory protects the source of the Church's power on earth. The Holy Grail.
I don't understand. What power? Some magic dishes?
Robert. Has he been telling you that the Holy Grail is a cup? The good book did not arrive by facsimile from heaven. The Bible, as we know it, was finally presided over by one man, the pagan Emperor Constantine.
I thought Constantine was a Christian.
Oh, hardly. No, he was a lifelong pagan who was baptized on his deathbed. Constantine was Rome's supreme holy man. From time immemorial, his people had worshipped a balance between nature's male deities and the goddess, or sacred feminine. But a growing religious turmoil was gripping Rome. 3 centuries earlier, a young Jew named Jesus had come along, preaching love and a single God. Centuries after his crucifixion, Christ's followers had grown exponentially, and had started a religious war against the pagans.
Or did the pagans commence war against the Christians? We can't be sure who began the atrocities in that period.
But we can at least agree that the conflict grew to such proportions that it threatened to tear Rome in two.
So Constantine may have been a lifelong pagan, but he was also a pragmatist. And in 325 Anno Domini, he decided to unify Rome under a single religion, Christianity.
Christianity was on the rise. He didn't want his empire torn apart.
And to strengthen this new Christian tradition, Constantine held a famous ecumenical gathering known as the Council of Nicaea. And at this council, the many sects of Christianity debated and voted on, well, everything from the acceptance and rejection of specific gospels to the date for Easter, to the ministering of the sacraments, and of course, the immortality of Jesus.
I don't follow.
Well, Masha, until that moment in history, Jesus was viewed by many of his followers as a mighty prophet, as a great and powerful man, but a man, nevertheless, a mortal man.
Not the son of God?
Not even his nephew, twice removed.
Constantine did not create Jesus' divinity. He simply sanctioned an already widely held idea.
Semantics.
No, it's not semantics. You're interpreting facts to support your own conclusions.
Facts for many Christians. Jesus was mortal one day and divine the next.
For some Christians, his divinity was enhanced.
Oh, absurd. There was even a formal announcement of his promotion.
They couldn't even agree on the Nicene Creed.
Excuse me. Who is God? Who is man? How many have been murdered over this question?
As long as there has been one true God, there has been killing in his name. Now let me show you the Grail. I trust you recognize the Last Supper, the great fresco by Leonardo da Vinci. And my dear, if you would close your eyes.
Well, Lee, save us the parlor tricks.
You asked for my help, I recall. Allow an old man his indulgences. Now, mademoiselle, where is Jesus sitting?
In the middle.
Good. He and his disciples are breaking bread. And what drink?
Wine. They drank wine.
Splendid. And one final question. How many wine glasses are there on the table?
One. The Holy Grail.
Open your eyes. No single cup. No chalice. Well, that's a bit strange, isn't it? Considering both the Bible and standard Grail legends celebrate this moment as the definitive arrival of the Holy Grail. Now, Robert, you could be of help to us. If you'd be so kind as to show us the symbols for man and woman, please.
Oh, no balloon animals. Huh. I can make a great duck. This is the original icon for male. It's a rudimentary phallus.
Quite to the point.
Yes, indeed.
It's known as the blade. It represents aggression and manhood. It's a symbol still used today in modern military uniforms.
Yes, the more penises you have, the higher your rank, boys will be boys.
Now, as you would imagine, the female symbol is its exact opposite. This is called the chalice.
And the chalice resembles a cup or vessel, or more importantly, the shape of a woman's womb. No, the Grail has never been a cup. It is quite literally this ancient symbol of womanhood. And in this case, a woman who carried a secret so powerful that if revealed, it would devastate the very foundations of Christianity.
Wait, please. You're saying the Holy Grail is a person? A woman?
And it turns out she makes an appearance. Right there.
But they're all men.
Are they? What about that figure on the right hand of our Lord, seated in the place of honor? Flowing red hair. folded feminine hands. Hint of a bosom, hein?
Incroyable.
Pas tout à fait. It's called scotoma. The mind sees what it chooses to see.
Who is she?
My dear, that's Mary Magdalene.
The prostitute?
She was no such thing. Smeared by the church in 591 Anno Domini, poor dear. Mary Magdalene was Jesus' wife.
This is an old wives' tale.
The original one, in fact.
There's virtually no empirical proof.
He knows as well as I do. There's much evidence to support it.
Theories. There are theories.
Notice how Jesus and Mary are clothed. Mirror images of each other.
The mind sees what it chooses to see.
And venturing into the even more bizarre, notice how Jesus and Mary appear to be joined at the hip and are leaning away from each other as if to create a shape in the negative space between them. Leonardo gives us the chalice. Hmm. Yes. Oh, and Robert, notice what happens when these two figures change position.
Just because Da Vinci painted it doesn't make it true.
No, but history, she does make it true. Now, listen to this. It's from the Gospel according to Philip.
Philip?
Yes, it was rejected at the Council of Nicaea, along with any other Gospels that made Jesus appear human and not divine. And the companion of the Savior is Mary Magdalene. Christ loved her more than all the disciples and used to kiss her.
But this says nothing of marriage.
Well, actually, Robert...
Actually, in those days, the word companion literally meant spouse.
And this is from the Gospel of Mary Magdalene herself.
She wrote a gospel?
She may have.
Robert, will you fight fair?
She may have.
And Peter said, did he prefer her to us? And Levi answered, Peter, I see you contending against a woman like an adversary. If the Savior made her worthy, who are you indeed to reject her? Yes. And then, my dear, Jesus goes on to tell Mary Magdalene that it's up to her to continue his church. Mary Magdalene, not Peter. The church was supposed to be carried on by a woman. Few realize that Mary was descended from kings, just as her husband was. Now, my dear, the word... in French, for Holy Grail.
Le Saint Graal.
From the Middle English, Sangria, of the original Arthurian legend. Now, as two words, can you translate for our friend?
Sang Real, it means royal blood.
When the legend speaks of the chalice that held the blood of Christ, it speaks, in fact, of the female womb that carried Jesus's royal bloodline.
But how could Christ have a bloodline unless...
Mary was pregnant at the time of the crucifixion. For her own safety and for that of Christ's unborn child, she fled the Holy Land and came to France. And here it is said she gave birth to a daughter, Sarah.
They know the child's name.
A little girl.
Yes.
If that were true, it's adding insult to injury.
Why?
The pagans found transcendence through the joining of male and female.
People found God through sex.
In paganism, women were worshipped as a route to heaven. But the modern church has a monopoly on that. In salvation through Jesus Christ.
And he who keeps the keys to heaven rules the world.
Women, then, are a huge threat to the church. The Catholic Inquisition soon publishes what may be the most blood-soaked book in human history.
The Malleus Maleficarum.
The Witch's Hammer.
It instructed the clergy on how to locate, torture, and kill all free-thinking women.
In 3 centuries of witch hunts, 50,000 women are captured,
burned alive at the stake.
Oh, at least that. Some say millions. Imagine then, Robert, that Christ's throne might live on in a female child. You asked what would be worth killing for. Witness the greatest cover-up in human history. This is the secret the Priory of Sion has defended for over 20 centuries. They are the guardians of the royal bloodline. The keepers of the proof of our true past. They are the protectors of the living descendants of Jesus Christ. And Mary Magdalene.
Sully.
Sometimes I wonder who is serving whom. His sources are not that fantastic.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, they're on the news now.
Living descendants? Is it possible?
It's not impossible.
You have not been honest with me. Your pictures are on the television. You are wanted for 4 murders.
That's why Vernet said killing spree.
You come into my home, playing on my passions for the Grail.
That's why he needed you, Sophie.
You will leave my house!
Lee, listen!
No, I'm calling the police.
Jacques Saunier was her grandfather. You're the obsessive Priory scholar, Lee. You still keep lists of who might be in the Priory? I'll bet Jacques Saunier was on one of those lists. He was on your list of who could be Grand Master, wasn't he?
What?
I'll bet he was right at the top. Consider. 4 men murdered, the same number as the Guardians. What if the Priory was compromised, the other Seneschal dead? What if you yourself were dying, a Grand Master? You'd have to pass the secret on to someone you could trust. Someone outside the society. Maybe someone whose training you had begun but never finished.
Robert, your ruse is pathetic.
Not really.
No, that's impossible. Can that really... It's the keystone.
I'll even show it to you, Lee. Will you just tell us what the hell it's for?
Vache a dit d'attendre, j'attends.
Il pense à quoi, Vache? Le fourgon est là, ils sont à l'intérieur.
Ah. Yes, as the legend foretold, it hides beneath the rose. Oh.
Oh. Lee. Lee?
Hmm?
Please?
I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Inside the keystone, there'll be a map. A map that will lead us to the Holy Grail. To be trained by the Grand Master himself. Did he pass down the fleur-de-lis? Is that how you found us? And he must have sung you the riddle songs. I know some of them. Bom, ba ba bom, bom. Can you keep secrets? Can you know a thing and never say it again? And codes? I imagine they lie down for you, like lovers. A Seneschalic, a guardian of the Grail, right here in my own home.
Okay, tell him, please. I don't know any of this.
Lee, it's not that simple. She doesn't...
Robert!
Do not move, woman.
crippled. Put the box on the table.
Let us try for a room. Perhaps we can make a financial arrangement.
Put the keystone on the table.
You will not succeed. Only the worthy can unlock the stone.
Le portail là.
Okay, on y va. Oh, well, mad.
Sit down. Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
This will make us of use, you French fool. Get something to restrain this monster.
Above the joint.
Fortunately. A dragon, most easy to slay. He's wearing a cilice.
What?
Well, look.
Oh, inflicts pain so he can suffer as Christ suffered.
Opus Dei.
Fascist Opus Dei. The policeman who's chasing us, he wears the cross in the world.
Robert.
Well, I must say, you two are anything but dull.
Lee? You want what's in this box? We need a way out of here.
Well, actually, I do have a plan.
I can't imagine what your complaint is. I'd be well within my rights to shoot you and let you rot in my way.
Put that away. You might need him.
Bad, huh?
Opus Dei. What is it?
The conservative Catholic sect. Opus Dei is a prelature to the Vatican.
You're saying the Vatican is killing people?
No, no, no.
These box?
No. Not the Vatican, and not Opus Dei, but we are in the middle of a war, and one that has been going on forever. On one side stands the Priory, and on the other, an ancient group of despots, members hidden in high-ranking positions throughout the Church. And this Council of Shadows tries to destroy proof of the bloodline, that throughout history, they seek out and kill the living descendants of Jesus Christ.
That's insane.
Is it? What if the world discovers that the greatest story ever told is actually a lie?
The Vatican faces a crisis of faith, unprecedented.
I've got a signal now, sir. It's ringing.
Roger, look, I'm so sorry. I've got tired of the weather here in France, and could you make the plane ready for, Zurich? Yes, no, we love Zurich.
Comment ça, vous les avez perdus? Vous collez?
Capitaine, c'est vous qui les avez perdus. Vous voulez tout contrôler, vous ne le laissez pas respirer. J'ai l'impression que vous êtes devenu dingue. C'est quoi votre problème avec les deux oiseaux, là? Jésus.
On a reçu ça d'Interpol. Nouveau plan de vol, enregistré au départ du Bourget.
Te mêle pas de ça, Collet.
The teacher will be pleased.
What will you do once you have the grail?
Destroy it. The documents and the sarcophagus, of course.
And the heir? Will you exercise the final edict? Spill his blood?
There will be no need. Once the sarcophagus is destroyed, DNA testing will be impossible. There is no way to prove a living bloodline.
But if you had to, would you do as councils have done before us?
Christ. Christ sacrificed his life for the betterment of humanity. So too may be the fate of his seed.
J'ai besoin de ce plan de vol.
Dans 10 minutes.
Je vous demande de me le donner.
Oui, mais là, c'est ma pause. Alors, vous venez me voir dans 10 minutes.
Oh ! Mon ex ! Mon ex !
Le plan de vol, s'il vous plaît.
Ça va pas, mon connard! Le plan de vol!
S'il vous plaît.
It's not cross. Spear?
What happened to her?
No one knows. Mary Magdalene lived out her days in hiding. And the zealots pursued her still, even in death, trying to destroy proof of her existence. But she always had her knights, brave men sworn to defend her. You see, to worship before her sarcophagus, to kneel before the bones of Mary Magdalene, was to remember all those who were robbed of their power, who were oppressed. Ultimately, the priory hid her remains and the proof of her bloodline until most believed her sarcophagus, the Holy Grail, was finally lost in time.
What are you doing?
At the chateau, you said.
It hides beneath the rose.
No, but be careful.
In Latin, sub rosa. Literal translation.
Beneath the rose.
We need a mirror.
Backwards, in the style of Leonardo himself.
Thank you. In London lies a knight, a pope interred. His labor's fruit, a holy wrath incurred. You seek the orb that ought be on his tomb. It speaks of rosy flesh and seeded wounds.
In London lies a knight, a pope interred?
A knight whose funeral was presided over by the pope.
It was the prior in knights, not just any knights.
Templars.
And there's just one place to bury a Templar knight in London.
Temple Church.
Temple Church. Excuse me, my dear. Roger and I must discuss a change in flight plan.
Lee. Harboring and transporting fugitives, you are already implicated enough.
You and I, Robert, have observed history. Time has been our glass. We are in history now, living it. Making it. Implicated. I am on a grail quest. Forgive me, Robert, but you too may well have given this old man the greatest night of his life. Thank you. He's going to want more money.
Que c'est une nouvelle technique d'investigation.
Je les ai perdus. Ils sont partis en Suisse. Pas d'extradition.
Au fait, le contrôleur, il a porté plainte. C'est Harry qui l'a eu, il m'a prévenu. Qu'est-ce qui se passe, messieurs?
Vous savez que je suis parti de l'Opus Dei.
Oui.
Un homme important m'a contacté, l'évêque de mon ordre. Il m'a dit qu'il avait confessé le meurtrier. Il s'appelle Robert Langdon. Il m'a dit que je ne pouvais pas imaginer la noirceur de l'âme de cet homme, qu'il allait continuer à tuer, que je devais l'arrêter. L'évêque a rompu ses vœux pour me parler. Il m'a donné pour mission d'arrêter Robert Langdon. Dites-moi, Cole. Qui ai-je trahi? L'évêque. Ou Dieu lui-même.
Ils ont changé leur plan de vol, ils vont à Londres.
Ah, Put your hands in the air! Put your hands in the air! Do it now!
I'm afraid that's easier said than done in my case. Oh, good morning. Did that old cannabis charge finally catch up with me?
Sir, the French police say you're transporting fugitives. You may have a hostage on board. I'm to take you all into custody.
Well, sadly, I have an important medical appointment, which I can't afford to miss.
I'll fetch the car, sir.
This is serious, sir. The French police are on their way. Stop!
Inspector, I can't afford the time to indulge your games. I'm late, and I'm leaving. If it's so important for you to stop us, then you're just going to have to shoot us. You can start with him.
Search the plane.
I could run them over.
Bad tip. Let them go.
The French cannot be trusted.
Everyone comfy? Biscuits?
They didn't notice anything?
Well, people rarely notice things right in front of their eyes, don't you find?
Remember, if we are discovered by the Vatican, we are excommunicated, so...
Should anything go wrong?
Yes, I know, I know.
This council does not exist. As it never has.
Old friend, heaven protect you.
Keep an eye out for the police.
I must say, Robert, I'm quite impressed by the way you withstood my little aeroplane. Did he never tell you, when he was a boy, young Robert fell into a well? How old were you?
7.
Treading water all night long, screaming his lungs out to the echoes, screaming back. When they found him, he was nearly catatonic.
It's a long time ago.
Oh, now, now, Robert. You, above all people, shouldn't be one to dismiss the influence of the past.
Tell me, why has the Priory kept the Grail location secret all these years?
I don't know. Some say the Priory wait for the heir to reveal himself, which is especially odd, since legend suggests he may not know his own true identity. Hello?
Why do they make them so scary? Oh, it's cold.
In London lies a night of hope and terror. So, which tomb has an orb? Two wear tunics over their armor, and two have full-length robes.
Two are grasping swords.
And two are praying.
This one has his arms at his sides.
Oh, and this poor fellow has almost disappeared entirely.
I don't see any orb that ought to be on a tomb.
I'll be on his tomb. Are we looking for a missing arm?
Maybe. Over here. See.
These aren't tombs.
What? Yes, of course.
No.
They're
effigies.
What?
Not tombs. There's no bodies here.
This place is wrong. Can we go now? We should go.
Sophie! No! Where is the keystone? Do not touch me!
Let her go!
Don't you hurt
her. Give me the keystone!
Can you stop that? Give it to me!
Here it is! Here it is! Just let her go and you and I can... We'll come to some agreement. Remy!
Remy, no. Don't put it away. Put it away. They're too close together. You don't have a clear shot.
Yes, I do.
Stop that. What do you think you're doing?
Thank you, Professor. For a moment, this was getting complicated.
Oh, this is absurd. Oh, for God's sake, man. Go!
That was satisfying. I'm glad this bullshit is over. Throw T-Bing in the trunk.
What the?
They won't kill Lee until they find the Grail.
So we have to find it before they do.
I have to get to a library, fast.
He once whined to me about the wasted space of so large a trunk. Let's see if he complains so now.
Are you the teacher?
I am. Superbly done. You've been of great service.
The cryptex is yet to be opened. I can still serve.
You've done enough. We cannot let ego deter us from our goal.
Entiendo.
Good.
Wait here, at this house of Opus Dei, and you will be rewarded. I will dispose of the old man. Bless you, Silas.
Teacher.
Christ be with you. We're at least a half hour to Chelsea Library. If we're gonna help Lee, that's too long. Where are you going?
Getting you a library card.
Say you had a boyfriend.
Thanks. Let's see if we can access the database on this. In London, lies a Knight of Pope interred. Compounding keywords. Knight, Pope, Grail.
Your precious treasure was almost lost, and with it my fortune. Can you believe how well I did? I even convinced the monk I should be in theater. A toast to our success, teacher. The end of the journey is near. Your identity shall go with me to the grave.
Where's your problem, mate? It's your basic linguistic coincidence. See, keywords keep coming up with the writings of some bloke named Alexander Pope.
Hey, Pope. Your grandfather was a genius.
I know the location of two murderers wanted by French police.
We've just had a 999 call. Triangulation leads back to Docklands. Caller was male. Claims your two murderers are hiding at an Opus Dei house.
The knight we're looking for is Sir Isaac Newton. His life's work produced new sciences that incurred the wrath of the church. Gravity, for God's sakes. And, if you choose to believe, is also a Grand Master of the Priory as well.
But if he offended the Catholic Church, the Pope would be the last person to preside over his funeral.
Well, that's where I got it wrong. In London lies a knight a Pope interred. Sir Isaac Newton's funeral was presided over by his good friend, his colleague, Alexander Pope. A Pope. His first initial. How did I miss that?
Here.
Isaac Newton's tomb.
An orb.
Yeah. Which one? Is it possible to tell if a particular orb is missing?
An orb with rosy flesh and seeded womb.
Solar system, the planets, constellations, signs of the zodiac. See, our moon is missing. The moons of Saturn, Jupiter, they're not here. The eyes of the cherubs themselves.
Robert, these tracks. Look at the cane marks in the dust. Teeping was here. He was alone.
When the two of you arrived at my home, as you did, others might call it God's will. I believed that if I had the cryptics, I could solve the riddle alone, but I was unworthy. But you... you have a reason to be here. You're the last remaining guardian of the Grail. Your grandfather and the other Seneschal would not have lied with dying breath unless they knew their secret was preserved.
How could you know Sonia's last words?
Lee. Grail quests require sacrifice.
You are a murderer.
No. No. Robert, tell her when history is written, murderers are heroes.
You self-righteous bastard!
Sophie, we need to just walk away.
No, don't,
walk
don't.
Away.
I'll do what I have to now. Anything.
Do you understand? So, now, can't we all be friends again? This way. Put this gun down. I only want you both to listen.
I'm listening now.
For 2,000 years, the church has rained oppression and atrocity upon mankind. Crushed passion and idea alike, all in the name of their walking God. Proof of Jesus' mortality can bring an end to all that suffering. Drive this church of lies to its knees.
And police!
Stop, Silas!
We are betrayed.
Why, sir?
The living heir must be revealed. Jesus must be shown for what he was. Not miraculous, simply... man.
I'm sorry.
Out, police! Drop your weapon! Drop it! Drop it! Put it down now! Put it down!
The dark con can be exposed. Mankind can, finally, be set free. And we can do it, Robert. The three of us.
How is Silas? Is he alive?
The monk? Bishop, how would you know this killer's name?
Get me out of here, Fash.
Wait. Langdon never came to you in confession, did he? One of your followers called you about the crime scene photos.
I cannot be implicated here. There are still important works to be done.
He used me.
God uses us all. Help me, Fash.
Take him. Did you get his cell phone?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need a trace. Your Silas is dead.
The Priory's sacred charge was to reveal the heir at the dawn of the new millennium. The millennium came and went, and the living heir remained hidden. The Priory failed this sacred charge. And what choice did I have? I sought out the enemy. I persuaded them, the Council of Shadows, that I was an ally. I even asked them for money, so they would never suspect me. Rhetor, I made them call me. Teacher.
Why don't you...
No, Robert, no words. On your knees. Do it. No, I mean it. Now. Not you. No, my dear, you... You're my miracle, Sophie.
You're the guardian of the Grail.
All the oppression of the poor and the powerless
of those of different skin, of women. You can put an end to all that. You must explode the truth onto the world. It's your duty. You know the answer to this riddle. Open the cryptex. And I'll put down the gun.
I've no idea how.
I don't know the code.
And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Like your grandfather, then. Willing to die for your secret. But by the way you've been looking at your hero, I wonder, would you let him die for you? Open it, Sophie, to save his life.
Lee, you can't...
Open the cryptex.
I don't know how.
Open it or he dies.
I swear,
do
I
it.
Don't know.
Do it! Stop
Lee,
it!
I don't know!
Stop it!
She can't do it, Lee. Give me a moment.
Robert. What are you doing?
Shh. Please. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No!
No, Robert! Oh, the map, it's ruined. The map is ruined. The Grail. It's lost. The Grail's gone.
Only the worthy find the Grail, Lee. You taught me that.
That one. The old man.
You're under arrest.
You don't have to say anything. They hold your defense. You don't mention when questioned. Something which you later rely on in court. Any
Anything you do say will be given in evidence.
I'll have some questions for you.
Robert! Robert! Robert, how could you do it? How could you, Robert? To destroy our hope of freedom. To deny every pilgrim the chance to kneel at the tomb of the Magdalene? How could you? Oh, you couldn't! You solved it! You took the scroll out before it broke! You solved it! Oh, you'll find it, Robert! You'll find it! Do you know what to do? You'll find the Grail, you'll kneel before her, and you'll set her free above the world! That man there has got the map to the Holy
There was every orb conceivable on that tomb except one. The orb which fell from the heavens and inspired Newton's life's work, work that incurred the wrath of the church until his dying day. APPLE. Apple. The Holy Grail neath ancient Roslyn waits. The blade and chalice guarding o'er her gates. Adorned in Master's loving art, she lies. She rests at last beneath the starry skies. I think I know where she's gone. I think the Grail has gone home. Built by the Templars themselves, named for the original Rose Line. Roslyn Chapel.
So this is it. The gift at the end.
The Holy Grail neath ancient Roslyn waits.
You never told me the joke Sonia made of you. What was it?
He called me a flatfoot. A beat cop of history. Oh, a dumb policeman. Who just does his job day after day of history.
You know his father was one, a policeman. Sonia said he was the most honorable man he had ever known. We are who we protect, I think. What we stand up for.
Jewish, Christian, Egyptian, Masonic, pagan, Templar crosses, pyramids.
I think I've been here before.
Sophie?
Sophie, over here.
The blade and chalice guarding all her gates.
pagan symbols for male and female.
Fused as one.
As the pagans would have wanted.
We're about to close, I'm afraid.
We're just gonna be a moment.
At last beneath the starry skies.
The fleur-de-lis.
She was here.
Her sarcophagus.
Mary Magdalene.
The Holy Grail herself. She was here.
Where did she go? Did the church finally get her?
This is incredible. Look at this. Look at this. These records go back thousands of years. They date back to the death of Christ. Good God, could these really be the Grail documents?
What did he want from us? To find her sarcophagus? How was I ever supposed to figure all this out?
When you and your grandfather fought, was it something about your past?
How could you know that?
About how your parents died? Sophie?
It was during primary school. I was in his library, doing research. I was trying to find out about my family.
Sophie, ma petite princesse, où es-tu?
I wanted to know about them, but I couldn't find any records. Not of their death, not of the accident. I'd asked him for as long as I could remember, but he would never tell me.
Je t'ai dit non!
He stood over me, and he wouldn't let me leave.
Ils sont morts, morts et enterrés. Ne les cherche jamais, Sophie. Promets-le-moi. Jure-le! Jure-le-moi!
I kept my promise. The next week he sent me to boarding school. One week and I came home unexpectedly. And what I saw my grandfather doing, some ritual, I was so frightened. We hardly ever spoke again.
Do you have any memories of your grandfather before the accident? Before your parents were killed?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Why?
Because I don't think he was your grandfather.
These are my parents. My brother.
And this is you, isn't it? The paper says, the entire family was killed. The mother, the father, the boy, 6. And the girl, 4. But your name was never Sonnier. It's St. Clair. It's one of the oldest families in France. It's from a line of the Merovingian kings.
Quoi? Sang royal.
Royal blood. I was so wrong. Sonnier didn't want you to help guard the secret of the Holy Grail. Sophie, you are the secret. You survived the accident. If it even was an accident. The Priory found out. Somehow they concealed the fact that you were alive. They hit you with the Grand Master himself, who raised you as his own. According to all of this, Princess Sophie.
Non, c'est pas possible.
You are the heir. The end of the bloodline. You are the last living descendant of Jesus Christ. What is this?
Sophie?
Who are you?
There have been many names. The Keepers, Guardians, the Priory of Sion. But to you, Sophie, we are friends of the man who raised you, Jacques Sonnier. He would have wanted you to know that he loved you very much, and that the Priory are here to protect you now, as they have always protected our family. I gave you up once, knowing I might never see you again. I'm your grandmother, Sophie. I have prayed for this moment for a very long time. Welcome home, child.
Hey.
She has some things she wants to tell me about my family.
What will you do? The legend will be revealed when the heir reveals himself.
He just got the pronoun wrong. She said when Sonia died, he took the location of Mary's sarcophagus with him. So there's no way to empirically prove that I am related to her. What would you do, Robert?
Okay, maybe there is no proof. Maybe the Grail is lost forever. But Sophie, the only thing that matters is what you believe. History shows us Jesus was an extraordinary man, a human inspiration. That's it. That's all the evidence has ever proved. But when I was a boy, when I was down in that well Teabing told you about, I thought I was going to die, Sophie. What I did, I prayed. I prayed to Jesus to keep me alive so I could see my parents again, so I could go to school again, so I could play with my dog. Sometimes I wonder if I wasn't alone down there. Why does it have to be human or divine? Maybe human is divine. Why couldn't Jesus have been a father and still been capable of all those miracles?
Like turning water into wine?
Well, who knows? His blood is your blood. Maybe that junkie in the park will never touch a drug again. Maybe you healed my phobia with your hands.
And maybe you're a knight on a Grail quest.
Well, here's the question. A living descendant of Jesus Christ, would she destroy faith, or would she renew it? So again, I say, what matters is what you believe.
Thank you for bringing me here. For letting him choose you, Sir Robert.
You take care.
Maybe I'll do better with the wine.
Godspeed.
C'est une fâche de ton parma. C'est le trac de Robert Langdon. C'est comme il se veut. Et c'est en fait.
Roseline. Hides beneath the rose. Holy Grail beneath ancient Roslyn waits. Adorned in Master's loving art, she lies. The blade and chalice guarding o'er her gates. She rests at last beneath starry skies.